We are very excited because the first time, Leroy.
Yes.
We get to talk to Terry Rozier. What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, y'all? I'm excited.
It's good to have you on the show, man. It's been a thrill.
Appreciate it.
Whirlwind year for you last year, man.
Yeah.
Whirlwind year for you last year. First of all, how are you doing? How is everything health-wise? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. I feel good.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I saw, in this summer, you were doing boxing workouts. I saw a little bit of you hitting the mitts. You want a way to my heart, man. I love
he liked the fight.
Anytime
game.
I see one of the Heat get into the gym, whoever it is. Is that something you typically do, or were you looking for alternate stuff just because you couldn't run or whatever?
I typically do that in the summertime, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing that?
Probably like last 3-4 years. Yeah. But it's not super consistent over the summer. Like, it's every once in a while. I probably do it like 2-3 times a month.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite fighter you like to replicate?
I just love boxing. I wouldn't say replicate. I love Roy Jones.
Yeah, the best.
Yes,
yeah. The best.
I like Tank now, but, guys like that, so.
Tank Davis is a crazy one because I've seen him, I gotten to see him work up one time. I don't understand him.
How was that?
He's like, it's like watching dynamite, live. It's like crazy to see somebody his stature be able to move hands that fast, but then also like pop with like something I've never seen anything like. It's not a surprise to see what he's doing to people.
Facts.
It's not a surprise.
So this off season, once you finally got into the situation of getting healthy and stuff like that, it's got to be good to say, okay, now I'm gonna be with this team from the beginning and not just kind of trying to figure it out. During the season while they're in a run, got a chance to hang out. Have you gotten a chance to meet the guys, hang out? Because it's a little bit different when you're during the season.
It was tough, last year, just coming in the middle and then coming in the middle of the season and then playing right away with no practices at all. I don't make no excuses, but it's not easy for nobody to do that, versus now where you got the whole summer to be around guys, playing 5-on-5 these last couple weeks. I think it's going to be just way easier. Just the relationship is going to be better. It's going to be there. So I think we all excited for that. And, I'm just excited that I'm cleared and I can, help these guys.
It had to be exciting, though, because, right before you got shut down, man, we saw the performance in Cleveland, the performance in against the Knicks, and, your ability to make something out of nothing is insane, Terry. Do you feel like your comfort level, you picture seeing more of that? Because I know it probably ramped you up a little bit to get to that point of feeling like, I'm cooking. I everybody get out of my way. I'm just feeling it right now.
I think it was tough. It was just tough that I got injured at the time I did because it was right starting to feel comfortable. It's just, just playing with those guys. But at the end of the day, just not thinking too much, going into the season and just being a ball player. We got a lot of guys that can create for themselves. But, just being that help and being a ball player, I think this season is going to be even way better than them last couple games that I finished up before I got injured. But, these guys that I'm playing in the locker room with, they do everything. So, just trying to be there and help with that.
Now, you grew up a monster D. Wade fan, yeah?
Yeah.
This man is getting a statue, end of the month. Mm-hmm. What does Terry Rozier think the statue should look like? Do you have a pose in mind that should be the D. Wade immortalization in front of this arena?
Jumping on the scores table.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody said this.
I got the inside scoop. Who knows?
Hey, you know what? You're not though. Everybody said that.
Okay. Do you feel Terry? I get into fights sometimes, man, because D Wade. That's my Michael Jordan. That's the GOAT to me. Did you ever get into arguments as a young man because people didn't give D Wade the respect he deserved?
All the time. Because I grew up in Ohio. Cleveland, Youngstown, where everybody cheered for LeBron. So, me being how tall I was, my game, I definitely reflected more on D. Wade, who I liked. And I used to have to argue with all my friends because, he's a huge LeBron fan. So, all the time. I couldn't even count how many arguments I got into it for Dwayne Wade.
I didn't know you were from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leroy played for the Browns.
The Browns.
Okay. That's what's up.
When it was snow for no reason whatsoever. People don't understand that. You'd be outside, it's sunny, man. And then you go inside and come back out, it's snowing.
Bipolar weather for sure.
Yeah.
What was the move like you would practice of D Wade's all the time? Like was it over the head? Was it like
it was just always Euro? Falling. I was always falling. Always falling. My high school coach, my young coaches, always just be on me, you know, telling me stop falling so much, but you know, just couldn't help.
So you had to love that that commercial.
Falsies.
So like, get us up. Yeah.
So like, but like that's crazy. So you're talking about like you're not playing in the organization, obviously, that he was famously in. Like, what were like? Was it Goosey? Was it Goosey's galore when you first put on that Heat jersey? You're like in his locker room. Is there any like? I know it's probably easy in the sport to be jaded by stuff. You see so much cool stuff, but as like, was that one of those moments like you'll always remember of being? Now I'm on D Wade's team, or I'm in his franchise.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just dope. It's just dope. Full circle moment. You grew up. I grew up watching, you know, his organization, loving it because of D Wade, and now you know being in the same locker room that he was in. It didn't set in probably till like a month after I got traded. It was, you know, because everything happened so fast. But like I said, I'm grateful and, you know, thankful to be here.
How about when you met him?
You know, how did I feel when I met him?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I probably had like 20 questions to ask him. But once I met him, I froze. I didn't even have no questions for him. But they was playing New Orleans Pelicans in Louisville. Right before my second year in college, and they went there for a preseason game. And right when he got there at the hotel, he sat down in the lobby probably for like 2 hours. Him and Udonis Haslam, and that was my first time meeting him. So, you know, just that impression right there alone, like, first time meeting somebody, he sit down, take the time, 2 hours of his day, just land. So, you know, that was dope. That was dope.
You had a tweet on like one of these montages somebody posted of you this offseason. You responded, "Watch this." What are we watching? Like, what like went through your mind there? Like, you feel like there's another level you're going to get to this year, or a different comfort? Is there like, what do you feel like when you're looking back at the summer? Like, what do you feel like you're going to bring to the table this year with this team?
I think I'm bringing a lot. I'm self motivated. I don't need no one else to motivate me. It's been a long off season. It was tough sitting the guys. It was tough sitting and watching the guys play in the playoffs. So, I got a lot of like, you know, I got some revenge in me that I'm, you know, I'm coming for. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Can you just flip that mic right in front of your mouth, Jay? I'm sorry, I apologize that. So from your standpoint, did you watch the playoffs? Like, was that one of those things, or did you want to be away from basketball when you were hurt?
I watched the playoffs. I watched us, but you know, once I don't think I watched the second round or the conference, but I definitely watched the finals. I watched a little bit of the finals.
How difficult, you know, I don't want to like pry it too much, but like, did you feel okay, or did you know something was wrong? Like, is this one of those things where like sometimes people say doctors are saying I can't do certain things, or so like, did you feel physically okay at a certain point in the summer? Because I know you just got cleared.
In the summer, I definitely felt a little better. You know, it was just progressing, just keep getting better. But this whole off season. I've been feeling great. So I've probably been feeling good ever since, I would say, June, July. So, you know, it's been these last couple months of feeling great and making sure I can, you know, keep getting better and, you know, strengthen them areas that, you know, I got hurt at. So, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, that I'm here today and I can still play right now.
From your standpoint with Tyler, like working with him, it felt like such rotten luck because when he got back is like right when you got hurt. So is there anything you guys have partaken in this off season or just relationship wise, not even playing basketball, just like I guess getting to know each other to kind of speed that up going into this year?
Yeah, me and Tyler, you know, we kick it, we hang around each other. We obviously see, you know, the stuff that people say, but you know, we definitely ain't played that many games together. We two ball players that, you know, want to get out there and play with each other, you know, prove a lot of people wrong. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting for us to see, for everybody else to see, you know, how this can work, and we know it can.
Terry Rozier, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Scary Terry, appreciate him giving us some time here on the show today. Thank you so much, and that was fun, man. Yeah. Good dude.
By time.
Good dude.
By the time we get to, I didn't know he was from Cleveland.
I knew he was from Ohio. I didn't know what part of Cleveland he was from.